Talk Live. Bring up what you want as we launch into the second hour of the program. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us by going online to freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a variety of features that we share with you for free. With you tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And again, 855-453. Right back into your calls, your thoughts, and then coming up, another disturbing kidnapping story, this one coming out of Vermont. Nemi has that one for us. But first, phones are actually loaded up here in hour number two, so let's get to them. Jonas is listening in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, Jonas.
Oh, hey guys. I'm a first-time listener and watcher. I saw the next news thing, and I thought, click on that. But I have a few things I could talk about. I guess I like hearing that Bitcoin thing, because I like involving myself in that. But I don't know, I guess my issue specifically is I'm in Arizona, and you know maybe it's not a very good father's rights state. And
I don't know the specifics on that, but
I've got a four-year battle.
Are there good father's rights states?
I don't know, that's a good question. But what's happening is the CPS agency, I feel like, violates people's 14th Amendments left and right, and they use the psychiatry and the psychology professions to undermine people's civil liberties. And it happens right and left. And I was reading an article last night on the internet about how they kind of label people anti-authoritarian and give them diagnoses. And I'm big into nonviolent communication, meaning don't use diagnosis, don't use blame, shame, you know, coercion, you know, force that's not protective, and you know, not diagnosis, interpretation, you know, moral judgment, that kind of thing. About values, and like we share values, and we all want liberty, we all want free peace, freedom, play, humor, you know, all these connectors. It's infinite in the needs that we share as life. So what my battle is that these people have done that to undermine my thing, and now I have to go to appeal. They say this person can't fit into society, and they say like
you,
and then they say when you try to explain yourself to these people who are in those professions, they consider themselves authorities, right, or professionals. And
oh, absolutely. And they control whether or not you're going to see your child. I mean, I don't see how they're anything but an authority at that point.
Exactly. And I've never seen my child for more than half an hour a week for 4 years. And that's, you know, they kind of, you know, at one level, I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to know my son because of them. But the other, they do everything they can to undermine your knowledge of what's happening. So they do that. It's like a tactic they have to disinform you by not allowing you to know information until it's too late. And then you're like, well, what could I have done different? I would have had to guess ahead of them.
Yeah.
But their game is to make money off this No Child Left Behind laws or whatever, and they're all under these budget constraints and furloughs.
So just to clarify, what you're saying is that you'd like to see your son more often, but they're not letting you because you've been labeled as an anti-authoritarian, and so therefore you're dangerous from their perspective because you could share those beliefs with your son, and that would be bad for the state.
Exactly. They say that they don't want my son to have the views that I have, which are basically constitutional. I mean, my great-great-grandfather was Daniel Rapine. He was, like, the mayor of Washington. He, like, helped do a bunch of things, you know, with Madison. But, you know, I have a history, a long history, and, like, an involvement in, you know, in the ideas, the advancement of personal freedom and into nonviolence.
Yeah, and that makes you a threat to the state.
Exactly.
And so they're punishing you for that.
Do you have representation?
Yeah, and the state, that's the thing about juvenile court. They don't let you represent yourself. I've been looking for a lawyer for all these 4 years. I've interviewed lawyers, paid them money, and they won't take it. They say this is like a playground, and if you don't play by the way that they want you to play, well, you're not welcome back on the playground, so they don't want to even take your case. So
what's amazing is lawyers, kind of converse here in New Hampshire, where parents are going into juvenile court and they will not get an attorney if they can't afford one themselves.
Wow. Yeah, so here in Arizona,
it's everywhere.
And they don't allow juries, right? Juvenile courts, there's no juries. All hearsay evidence. But I've been through so much drug testing. I don't even do drugs. I'm like, consider myself straight edge. You know, I'm like, I don't even drink coffee or alcohol. Why am I in a,
What sort of support have you found online?
Online, I had some radio show in the past. I called, and it was kind of—I don't know—I really haven't got much support online. I mean, like, I have a community of friends, and everybody is troubled because it scares them that they don't want that happening to themselves. All it takes is one complaint, and the state will make a bureaucratic job. They'll make themselves jobs. I feel it's all a jobs issue. Everybody here is getting paid except for me. You know?
Now, you said that this is your first time. This is your first time listening to Free Talk Live. Is that right?
It is.
Okay. There was a gentleman, we're based in Keene, New Hampshire, and there was a gentleman who set himself on fire out in front of the Cheshire County Courthouse here in town about, I think,
almost
it was two years ago. Coming up on 2 years ago. And he was, he wrote a letter that accompanied the event, and it was more of a manifesto, I guess, was what he called it. And it detailed his frustrations in dealing with a very similar situation where he was not allowed to see his daughters. And the people who were involved, who were supposed to be deeming him fit to even see for visitation, were really, he was begging the court to let him go to another agency for an unbiased review, and he was not allowed. And ultimately, the frustration that he felt led him to set himself on fire and immolate. And that is just mind-boggling to me. But in support of that, unfortunately, here, at least in my view, I'm not a parent. I'm certainly not a father, obviously. But that was where I really started seeing people coming out in support. And so I would encourage you to reach out beyond your... It sounds like you have a support network, but there are so many parents out there who are in the same situation that you are.
It's amazing how many people are in that same situation.
And the state is definitely in the business to make money. Now, your ex or the mother of your child is looking to adopt, they're looking to sever your parental rights. So they're going, to try to bleed you dry.
It gets more complicated. It's the mother didn't let me know the child. You know, it's called the black widow term. And what happened is her mom set her up with an apartment, so she enabled her. She gave her a car. And then she called CPS on her, so she wants to set her up for failure. So everybody's being set up for failure here, it seems. And
hold on, I'm confused. The mother, black widow, apartment, mother-in-law, what?
Yeah, the mother-in-law. She called CPS on her daughter, and her daughter ran and hid underground for like a year off student loan money. And, you know, I was giving her money because I was hopeful to know my son. And like my dad didn't ever try like that, so I was like, well, this is maybe an option. So what happened is she got in a car accident. Her mom took the kid from the hospital. She went over to her mom's, called the cops on her mom, said, give my kid back. And then her mom wouldn't. And so her mom called CPS on her again, and her mom had become the foster parent. So that's kind of what happened. Yeah,
wow.
It's like, and then she came to me to help her.
Did CPS talk to you? I mean, are you on the birth certificate?
Yeah, no, I didn't get on the birth certificate until after that. Because I didn't know about this thing called postpartum father, where 3 months after a birth, you can just get added to a birth certificate. So I actually married the mother, trying to work with her, and she wouldn't work with me whatsoever. She was just, you know, out of it. She already had her rights terminated. She wouldn't even show up to court. Everything was paranoia. And I even tried to get her the medication they wanted her to be on, but didn't work. So that got a dead end. So, but it turns out her mother had done this 3 times in the past to her for other children. I didn't know about that. I didn't know
to her for other children?
Exactly. Yeah.
So how many kids?
I'm your responsible father. Whoa. I heard after the fact, CPS was going to give you the kid, and CPS called me and they said, "Can we put you in touch with the maternal grandmother?" I was like, "Oh, that'd be great. That's the person I want to know the most to understand what's going on here." Mm-hmm. And they didn't call me, and they said, "You know, we don't want any fathers in this family." Is what one of the stepdaughters, I guess I would call her, says.
Yeah. Wow, man. I don't know what I really just, when I hear these stories, I don't know what to say beyond
and
I'm sorry.
More, it gets one more level deep. Like, I put in the first day of the team decision making meeting, TDM meeting, I put in the form says I don't want immunizations. I know there's heavy metals in the immunizations. I do this thing called natural hygiene and, you know, orthopathy or 80-10-10. It's like low fat, high carb, raw vegan. And it's just great for athletes, you know, the 110 Mike Arnstein and all these, you know, Harley.
I don't know anything about it.
I'll take
your
word
for
it.
About
it? You've had so many
like
words
a liberty diet. Everybody in this movement is like liberty based, so it's pretty cool. And it's all about health and it's vitality. And it's, you know. But the thing is, what it is I don't want vaccines for my son. I gave them all the proper Arizona legal forms not to do it. They had them. The attorney general's had them. The CPS case manager, who has a conflict of interest, I'd say, has them. And so they just went ahead and did them anyways against the judge's orders. And the judge did nothing. The judge just lays down and does whatever they say. No one's going to stand up to the CPS agency all over
that
the country.
That seems to be the overall, that seems to be what happens, is generally the judges just go along with whatever these child protective service agencies do. And, you know, I mean, at that point, what do you do about it? I mean, let's look at the reality here. The reality is that we're animals on a farm, and the masters get to do what they want. If the master wants to take away, the farmer wants to take the calf away from its mother, it does it. If it wants to take it away from its father, it does it. If it wants to feed him a certain thing, it does it.
Well, I think the Free State Project has a chance at changing the rules on the farm, and the best chance. So I'd recommend, if you're new to the show, you might want to check out freestateproject.org. Good luck, Joe. Thanks for the call tonight.
Project.
Appreciate it. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you to the website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site, mmobile.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. You can get live back or quick access to our live streams over at m.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get some gold and silver, the place to do it is gold.freetalklive.com. It's a good idea to have some precious metals on hand, either as a hedge against inflation. You never know what the stock market's going to do. It's a good idea to be diversified, perhaps as an investment. You believe it's going to go upward. There's certainly some experts out there saying that it's going to. A barter currency. Maybe you want to do business because, maybe you want to not do business in U.S. dollars and sort of propagate the Federal Reserve system, and you want to do business in gold and silver. You can do that by going to gold.freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of pieces and coins and different choices there that you can pick from. Interesting, if you want to do business in gold and silver, you could get the bag of 1,000 mercury dimes, and each mercury dime is worth about $3 or so. You'd have to look it up, but somewhere between $2 and $3, and you can do business that way if that's what you want to do. Or the Valcombi bar, which is a gold bar that's 50 grams, and you can, and it's scored so that you can break pieces off, get a 1 gram piece, and do business that way if you want. It's gold.freetalklive.com, and we've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some really great prices and some really great service on getting acquiring precious metals.
Back to the phones, back to your calls and thoughts. Erod is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Erod.
Yeah, hey guys and gal. Hey, I just want to bring some clarification to your conversation you had yesterday about this 3D printing. Basically, I just want to say that it's not all that, you know, what you guys, you know, build it up to be, you know. And I heard one guy say, well, you just scan a part in and you got your part. I just want, you know, what I want to say is that to have a 3D printed part, you actually have to model it. It has to be a computer-generated model of the part. Now, I've done a lot of 3D printing. I've modeled a bunch of parts for 3D printing. But again, it's not as simple as just, you know, just putting something in a scanner and scanning it.
Right. I think I pointed out last night on the show that there are websites, as I understand it, where people are kind of collating various different models that have been created. So to some extent, you don't have to do that from scratch. But what else did you want to clarify?
Yeah, that was it. I mean, I just got the impression that, you know, based on some of the conversations, some of the callers, you know, they thought it was just as easy as just, you know, taking a picture of something, putting it in your printer and scanning it. And somehow,
oh, I see what you're saying.
You're going to generate this, you know, this three-dimensional part. No, and for the average user, unless you're skilled at three-dimensionally modeling, and there's various, you know, software programs out there to do that. Unless you know how to do that, you know, a 3D printer is pretty much useless. So in other words, you're not going to get a 3D printer and somebody's going to buy one and just, like I think Mark Eubin said, well, someone gets a 3D printer and I'll just make another 3D printer. But no, it's not going to work that way unless you know how to model, you know, the part.
Well, you know? The internet will allow. Yes, you're right. You need the schematics or whatever. The computer needs the instructions on how to build the next thing.
Yeah.
But there are things out there already on the internet that, including this gun from what was the name of the company? I can't remember off the top of my head. But this basically, you know, throwaway 3D printed gun out there, where you could get this 3D printer and create yourself a 3D printed gun, just basically by downloading it off the internet. Once one of those things is created, once one person creates this schematic and puts it up on the internet,
share it.
It can be replicated. Times.
Still, you still have to put things together, and not everybody's
exactly.
going to want to spend the time and effort to build their own printer, even if they can print all the parts out for
it. I disagree with your assessment here, Ian. Okay, so
percentage of the population is going to spend the time and effort necessary to print and then build, assemble a printer for themselves?
0.001%.
Percent.
However, these printers are getting better and better. Currently, my printer, the first printer is printed in one color. My printer prints in four colors. It cost $100. These printers are going to not only be able to print in hard plastic and soft plastic and different types of plastic, but they're going to also have liquefied metals and that kind of thing. They're going to be able to create something in whole, not in parts. So you're going to be able to build what it is you want, and it will come out in whole at some point. Currently, the technology isn't there, but we know how Moore's Law works.
You know what? And also, there's a space limitation, too. Currently, right now, you only probably have about a 4 cubic a foot area that you can actually put, you know, actually, I call it growing the material, you know?
Yep.
But again, but the bottom line is, though,
but that's a big expensive one at 4 cubic feet. The one that you can buy at Staples is 5 cubic inches.
You're right. But bottom line is, what I'm saying is, though, is that for the average tinkerer, you know, a 3D printer is useless unless you're like a person like me who knows how to use, who knows how to model, you know, who knows the software programs, and I can model something. I've done plenty of them. In fact, that's what I do for a living. But, you know, but I do that kind of stuff. You know, I model it, you know, specifically for, you know, printing out, you know, these images or growing them.
Let me ask you this, Erod.
Sure.
You know those robots that are in Iron Man, the two arms things that move around and kind of help him out there and stuff?
Yes.
Could you make a 3D printer that was like one of those? It isn't a frame in a box. It is just a movable arm that could sort of create things outside of this growing area that you're talking about. So it could potentially make something quite large, maybe as large as a car, if the arm was long enough. If you can imagine, this thing could kind of move.
You're talking about assembly robot, right? You're talking about
talking about assembling. I'm talking about printing.
Well, the thing about it is, though, everything that you grow in these, and it's called, you know, FDM parts, fused deposition modeling, you have to actually model it. You have to have the skills to actually go on the computer and actually model the part. When you see it on your screen, you can rotate it around and see every side of it. Now, the average person doesn't have that skill. Now,
Erod, just go and download
Once you model that for me, Erod, then I can have it and a million other people can have it.
Yes, you can. So. Right, yeah. And that's and you know what? And actually, I'm kind of looking forward to that because, you know, I do have that skill set, and I'm actually looking forward to the day that, maybe it's, you know, a lot of people would want that, and maybe I can make some money on the side. But again, it's just not as easy. I just got the impression.
Oh, I don't think it's... I get you. I know that it takes some, but that's the thing with my computer too. It took somebody smart enough to build my computer for me to have it. It took somebody smart enough to put my car together for me to drive it. You know, I don't have to know how to do any of these things in order to be able to live a better life with them.
Yeah, and it's certainly true that it'll be easier over time. And I've never done a 3D print, so I don't know how complicated the process is of downloading a preset model that already exists.
Hard.
It can't be that hard. And then opening it up in some printing program and then hitting print. It'll probably only get easier over time. But either way, I still think I agree with you, Erod, that this is a hobbyist realm at this point.
Right.
And whether it will ever break
mainstream, I didn't disagree with that.
Is another question.
Yeah.
And
it's not the Star Trek replicator, believe me.
Not yet. Maybe
not
someday.
Yet.
Thanks for the call, Erod.
Okay,
appreciate the expertise. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online, and you can grab archives that go back for years, all the way back to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com. Right there at the top of the page, the last 7 days worth of the show are waiting for you, and then you go into the archives section to go back for years. Alternately, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to get to Free Talk Live SoundCloud page, where you can get episodes of Free Talk Live and bonus episodes of the Edgington Post, which is an interview series that Mark does on a fairly regular basis. Other stuff is also posted to our SoundCloud page that you might find of interest. So go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and any episode that you want to share, just hit that share button. It makes it easy to share it on Facebook, Twitter, WordPress, wherever you want. SoundCloud.freetalklive.com. Mark, in 1 week's time, or just over 1 week's time, we're going to be in California.
That's right. We're going to do our first West Coast remote from Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. And you can be there by simply going to Bitcoin2013.com and getting a ticket and coming on in. Not only will we be there, because we're really small potatoes compared to what this conference is all about, this conference is about educating people on Bitcoin, about the future of Bitcoin, what it's going to look like, giving people who are in business with Bitcoin new ideas and how to make their businesses better and how to make them work, people who are interested in Bitcoins, you know, perhaps giving them opportunities in the world of Bitcoin. I think that a lot of money is going to be made in Bitcoin in 2013, and that people's fortunes transactions are going to be made in Bitcoin. So I'm excited. I want to find out more, and I hope you'll come out and join us there at Bitcoin2013.com.
We're going to have a special guest on tomorrow night to talk about this, correct?
That's right. Peter Vecenis.
Sounds right.
Yeah. He is the organizer, the lead there for Bitcoin Foundation. Oh, I forgot to mention about the Bitcoin conference. All their vendor locations are sold out. So this isn't, we're going to have, it's a convention. It's a real live convention.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to be disappointed in your ticket price. So he's going to be on to talk about, you know, what's going on, and I'm really excited to just get a picture of what's going to happen.
All right, so we'll do more of that. We'll do that tomorrow with him, Bitcoin2013.com. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Chris is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Chris. Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I had a caller earlier that was talking about, I didn't catch the guy's name, that's facing 81 years in prison.
Rich Paul. He is a co-host here on the show. He sold some cannabis and got convicted on four charges. He took it all the way to trial, and with the intention of convincing the jury that if you're going to let people buy marijuana who need it as medicine, you need people who sell marijuana to people who need it as medicine. So that was what his shtick was.
Has he, now, y'all asked the question, would you convict or acquit him if he used deadly force to release himself from his captors?
That was the question. I didn't ask the question. The caller did, but yeah.
My question, I guess, would be, has he exhausted all his remedies in their system before resorting to that method?
Not yet.
Are you asking this if, from a personal standpoint? If you were being asked if you wanted to acquit or convict Rich Paul, your question
right.
as a juror would be, did he exhaust all of the options available to him?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Let me turn it around and see whether this matters to you at all. Let's use World War II. This is the Great War. Everybody likes World War II. If a U.S. service person that was incarcerated a la Hogan's Heroes used deadly force to extract themselves from a German prison when they knew at some point or another this war's going to be over, and as a prisoner of war, I'm going to, they're going to trade prisoners of war and I'm going to go home, would they still be justified in using deadly force to get themselves out of that situation even though they knew they'd go home at some point?
I would say they were justified.
But me too.
You're also talking about wartime versus you're talking about wartime versus he went and done this on his own.
Well, what's the difference? I mean, you've got
what
enemy,
is wartime?
You've got enemy captors either way. In this case, the enemy captors are the men and women who are doing their jobs as the jail guards in this place. And I happen to like a lot of those people. I think that I've been in the same jail where Rich Paul is, and I wouldn't want to see those guys, get killed in order to have somebody get out of there. So I don't support the action, but I would reluctantly find somebody not guilty of it because I think that morally it's not wrong. I just think that it's also not, it doesn't really feel quite right either. And I don't think that, I don't think it's morally wrong. I at the same time don't think it's practical, and I don't think it's effective at convincing people differently on, like, for instance, ending the war on drugs or anything about freedom.
Here's why I think it's wrong.
Okay.
And that is because if he uses deadly force to let himself out, how many of the actual murderers and rapists are he going to let out in the process of killing his captors, who are also these people's captors?
Probably none, because the likelihood that you will have the opportunity as an inmate to use deadly force to get yourself out of prison is pretty unlikely. So
it'd be even less likely that you would affect a full prison break in that
process. Really are in the realm of what if here.
A ridiculous what if. I mean, there's no chance that you're going to be able to,
a
very small chance you're going to be able to pull this off. I mean, even if you were to be able to get out of the prison, then you're starting the process of being on the run immediately.
And he doesn't have any moral culpability for the amount of aggressive people that he lets out in order to let himself out.
That's true.
That doesn't matter. I mean, from a moral standpoint, either you think that people shouldn't be incarcerated for victimless crimes, or you think that they should. There's always a remedy, by the way. Even if you've gone to the Supreme Court, there's still something you can do within their legal system. Your hair will go white, fall out, and you will die before you're done with
exhausting all the
remedies in the legal system.
Chris, thanks for your call and thoughts, man. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Dee in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dee.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
It's been a long time since I've called you, maybe a couple years.
Welcome.
I'm sure you don't remember me, but I check in with you every now and then. In fact, two or three nights a week. I can't do it every night.
So what's on your mind?
Some BS. I think Kokesh is doing this as a stunt to get publicity.
Well, you've met Adam, right?
No,
this is Adam
Kokesh
we're talking about. I've listened
to him enough and watched him enough. And his claim to fame so far right now that I know of is getting body slammed. He looked pretty silly up there dancing around. But, I mean, I understand when you, I'm into civil disobedience and I'm into, you know, standing up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pick your battles. And I think he's doing more harm than good if he actually pulled it off. But, see,
yep.
I don't really believe his intention is to pull it off. I believe he knows he's not going to get 10,000 and he knows he's not going to get 1,000 and he knows he's not going to march. But he's going to get 30 days or more, 2 months.
What if he does get the 10,000? What if he does get the 1,000 people? Then do you think he'll come up with an excuse?
Well, I don't know if he'll come up with an excuse, but look, you don't put a rifle on your back and march down the street unless you intend on using it.
Well, that's not true. I mean, there's people that have
been... I think it is.
can do that legally in New Hampshire.
I know you can do it legally, but you have it on for a purpose, right?
Some people have it on for the purpose of having
Self
on a rifle.
Defense, right?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
But what
I think
is when they cross the bridge and the cops do show up on them, they're just going to get arrested and make a cool video. It's not helping anybody. It's going to give the other side, the status, so much and more ammunition to say, look at them idiots, because they're going to look like idiots.
Unless you go there
with the intention of following through with what you're saying, then you shouldn't even go.
Well, I think
there's a lot of posturing going on. I think there's certainly posturing on Adam's part, saying, you know, trying to rabble out.
On Adam's part. He's BS, man.
You may be right. I don't know. But I do know that there are several people. Excuse me. I do believe that there are several people who believe in the cause and who are going to show up and plan to walk on D.C.
Well,
it's up to them.
Yeah,
if you don't want to join them, that's fine.
In real life, they'd find something else to do.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know how many more than several it's going to be.
Real jobs.
More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control, and the toll free number is 855-453. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Emmy.
And Mark.
Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we share on the site. They are free for you. Now, if you like the show and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com and you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, Amazon probably sells it. And you can get a great deal. The same Amazon deals you're used to, the same huge selection. All the reviews, everything, it's the same experience. You're just entering through Free Talk Live's affiliate links. So Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Start your shopping, please, at shop.freetalklive.com. Still to come, we'll tell you about what Cindy Sheehan has proposed to sort of oppose the Adam Kokesh gun-toting event into D.C., which has been the subject of much controversy. In fact, we just had some calls a few moments ago about it. And the last caller was pretty generally against the event, and I'm against the event too. I don't think it's a particularly good example of civil disobedience. I think that it could end up being a suicide run, literally to some extent, in that there could be people shot in this case because the police tend to like to, you know, be trigger happy and that sort of thing. And
this is proposed to be a march of 1,000 armed individuals on Washington, D.C. I mean, we just had 2 weeks ago the police in Boston shoot up a boat that had an individual who was unarmed in it.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a shootout with an unarmed individual.
Sure, and you saw in New Orleans too that the law enforcement was turning weapons on the citizenry in an emergency situation. I don't think that's going to happen here, honestly.
Okay. Well, I don't write about
so.
That.
I hope so too.
The official response from the police department has been that they're not going to allow anyone in to D.C. with guns. So I expect they probably will be there. Because one of the big questions when we were talking with Adam Kokesh on Monday night was, you know, what is this going to look like when they reach the border? Are the cops not going to be there? Are the cops going to be kind of waiting down the road? That way they can make a bunch of arrests. Are they going to be, you know, lined up at the actual border to try to prevent people from coming in? Are they just going to be kind of standing alongside watching to see who comes in? take their picture, then go get them later. I mean, there are a bunch of different possible scenarios here, and some are worse than others for the marchers in this case. But instead of just saying that he was against the march and giving us the reasons, the last caller kind of took a shot at all the people who were willing to march and said they needed to get real jobs.
Yeah, I think I take issue with that. I work. I work hard. I know several of the people that I go to testify with, change laws with, and protest with also are employed full time. And the guy said essentially that I need to get a job and get a life. Was that it? I have quite a satisfying life, and I think that the two don't need to be mutually exclusive. But I do think my rights as to defend myself, I do believe the right to self-defense is inherent to humans. I don't believe it's a constitutionally given right.
That might be one reason why you live in New Hampshire as opposed to D.C.
I live in New Hampshire because I was born here, and I like it here. If I had been born somewhere else and was not happy there, chances are I would have found my way somewhere where I was happier. Maybe New Hampshire, maybe Vermont. I like Vermont a lot, too. It's a beautiful part of the country. But I really take issue with people who are like, get a job, you lazy bum. I'm sorry. I'm college educated. I work. I support myself. I'm not on welfare. I don't take government handouts. And this guy says that somehow I am less of a human being because I'm going out and standing up for something I believe in.
Well, to be clear, you're not going on this gun thing.
I may well be, actually.
Oh, really?
I may well be. Really? I need to get the time off from work.
So you are willing to walk into Washington, D.C. while slinging a rifle to your back?
Not a rifle.
Oh, then you can't go.
I can't go.
They only want you to have a rifle.
Oh. There'll be the 1,000 people with guns, and then there'll be Nemi with a handgun with her gat.
they do welcome people to. They want to openly display long guns, and they welcome people to take cameras and things like that. So, you know, I think you have a natural right to defend yourself and have an implement to do that. So if you were to conceal carry, it would still be a form of civil disobedience. It would be just, to some extent, sort of a surreptitious form of civil disobedience. And I guess it's more like living free.
Yeah, that would be just more like living free. I didn't realize that you were a supporter of this, Nemi. I mean, I figured that you and Chris Cantwell would fall on opposite sides.
Really?
On this
no,
one.
I actually come down on the side of Chris on this one. Yeah,
so,
I do.
So you don't think this is a suicide run?
I don't know if it's a suicide run. I don't know, but I will tell you, I admire anyone who's willing to take a stand and go do it. And I think Chris, maybe I do see the school where people think he's, you know, patently insane and is signing his own death warrant. But I think it's fantastic. And you know what? He's said plenty of times he has run for office. He's gotten out. He's come to New Hampshire. He's been an activist. He's actually gotten his butt off the couch and gone out and done something for what he believes in. I'd like to know what the last caller's done for his beliefs lately.
Well, the last caller's no longer on the line, and it's kind of irrelevant at this point. But I'm more interested in hearing about, you know, why you support this. I mean, you're talking about possibly a situation where people who, in theory, could bear arms where they live may end up with federal felony charges for firearms.
And not be able to bear
and
arms.
No longer be able to bear arms
when they get back home. That seems to be a pretty risky scenario. And I'm somebody who appreciates individuals who will be able to take a risk.
However, weapons are not your favorite point.
But I own a gun, so it may not be an issue where I spend a lot of time on it, but I support the people's right to bear arms. I just see that this is like a completely pointless endeavor, because who cares about Washington, D.C.? What's the point in trying to bring gun rights back to Washington, D.C.?
Heller cared about D.C., Ian, and that was crucial ruling.
This was a Supreme Court case.
This is the Supreme Court case that ruled that in D.C., people are able, they do have the right to have weapons for self-defense.
It also ruled that the government has the right to mitigate a rule that says that shall not be infringed. It had said that the government has the right to infringe a rule that says
in certain circumstances, yes.
Shall not be infringed seems clear to me.
Well, also, New Hampshire's constitution, and I know we're not dealing with New Hampshire's constitution, really takes the gray area out of it.
No, that it
weapons sure it does. It says you are permitted to keep and bear arms in defense of yourself, your family, your property, and the state. That's Article 2A of the New Hampshire Constitution.
Unless you're a felon.
Okay, that does not say that.
Doesn't say that in the Constitution.
In the Constitution. Okay. So what I'm saying is, yes, Mark, under New Hampshire law, you still cannot carry a weapon. Still cannot carry a weapon. But in 1982, that article was adopted by more than two-thirds of New Hampshire voters who wanted to put to rest the "but there's a militia, shall not be infringed" kind of bent on it. I think D.C. is really starting to come into its own right. Now, whether that means people should have the right to carry long guns in the street, I'm not really a long gun fan. I was on biathlon in high school, shot on the high school rifle team. I like long guns. That's fine. I believe that a handgun is more effective in self-defense than a rifle.
Well, sure.
That's true.
Not necessarily.
Well,
but
I guess
depending on how you're defending it at close range.
My handgun is
what you're supposed to use to fight your way to your rifle. However, having a rifle is a relatively impractical thing, sort of from a standpoint, unless you're defending your home or something.
Yeah, and I also think that making it only for rifle people is going to make it even less likely that he'll reach the 1,000 participants.
It may not.
But his reason for it makes some sense, the idea being that if the guns are on everybody's backs, then the cops won't be able to claim somebody was going for their gun.
Right.
True.
As easily, I suppose. So a little bit.
They had a
safer
shootout with an unconscious man in a boat, an unconscious unarmed man in a boat.
But why,
last week?
Why make a stand in D.C.? I mean, you already live in New Hampshire, where there's all kinds of gun freedom. What's the point in going and putting your freedoms on the line for people who obviously aren't willing to do it for themselves?
I don't know that they're not willing to do it for themselves. You and I have had this conversation before. The idea of liberty, it doesn't matter where it's happening, if it's happening. I think it's a good thing. So it doesn't have to be in New Hampshire. I don't want people to, it's a great idea to come to New Hampshire and become part of the Free State Project.
The reason why it's a good idea is because we're already a few steps ahead of a lot of other places.
I disagree necessarily that someone should. I certainly agree with your point, and you and I have said this before, that, you know, greater numbers affect greater change,
mm-hmm.
or affects the great, has greater potential to affect change, is what I mean to say. But I think if there is effort in North Carolina or Texas or wherever, where you have a group of people, be it 100 people, 500 people, 1,000 people, I say go for it. I think it's great to have ideas of liberty anywhere. And if a march on D.C. makes people in D.C. kind of take note and say, hey, you know what? This is what liberty really is supposed to look like.
As long as people are willing to spend 7 years in prison over it, 855-450-FREE.
You're not.
The
maybe other people
CAI
are.
CAI toll-free line. You can take control. It'll be interesting to watch. That much is for sure. Hour 3 is next. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.